A novel titled Secret Book has been flying off the shelves in Czech bookstores. In it, author Irena Obermanová describes a secret affair with a figure that she refers to as the greatest Czech. The author is known for her very open, often autobiographical style of writing, and since the book's male protagonist shares many traits with former President Václav Havel, there is heated speculation over the veracity of her account. Sarah Borůvka talked to culture and society journalist Jana Cíglerová about the juicy bestseller.
It is about an affair between the author and this biggest Czech, and if you're asking me if I think it's true, I would say it's 100% true. I'm positive that it happened the way Irena Obermanová described it in her book. Judging from what is going on afterwards and how he denied it or he was forced to deny it, maybe, it's another confirmation for me that it's absolutely, that it was true.
And Czechs are obviously very fascinated with this book. It's selling very well. Why do you think that is? Why do you think especially someone like ex-president Havel would be fascinating the public so much?
First thing is, it's open, it's honest, and it's rough. It's she doesn't hide anything, and it's it would be interesting even if we didn't know who the person was. You know, it's just that it's the openness about the relationship and the description. It's just the honesty. That's one thing, and then plus it's Václav Havel. You know, you don't get any bigger than that, and it's so live, it's so juicy. It's please, nobody would ever think that he's able to have an affair, I mean, an even physical affair, you know. And the third thing is, nobody really knows if it's really true, I think, apart from these two guys and their closest friends.
If we talk about whether this is true or whether this is just a very clever marketing step, Václav Havel himself has come out and said none of this is true, it's merely fictional. But I do believe, actually, that the two of them knew each other, that they were friends. So maybe you can explain his reaction a bit and give your personal opinion.
My personal opinion is that he had to deny it. And he had to deny it because his wife was furious. She's a very controlling person. And how come this let out of her sight and she didn't realize, you know, and how come it's public? And it's totally demeaning her position as this, oh my God, oh, so desired wife of this old, you know, unhealthy former president. And, you know, Václav Havel, he always wanted to write a diary. He even said that in his book, Please Briefly, or Briefly Please. He even said that in his book, he always wanted to write the most open, the most honest, roughest diary he could. And he probably was never courageous enough. When I read his denial of the affair, you know, I know Václav Havel's style of writing, and this is not Václav Havel's style of writing. He doesn't write this, he's not that negative, he's not that, you know, sharp, and he's not that hurting in his writings, in his style of writing. So I don't even think it was him who wrote this.
Sarah Borůvka was talking there to society reporter Jana Cíglerová.